partner. Welcome down here to the Beer Thursday Extravaganza. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about.
Uh-oh. Oh, take that to get annoying.
Glitch. My friend Jay and I are going to talk a little bit about one of our favorite shows on that television, Yellowstone. Now, I watched Yellowstone for years and kept telling Jay that he needed to watch it, and...
And my reaction was, that's some bullshit, man.
Yeah. Is that what it...
Just because I didn't have time. I had way too many shoes to watch. Did I say show or shoes?
I thought you said shits, but good. I mean, you can go either way this way.
I've heard it. I've heard it both ways.
So, Yellowstone. I always call it Cowboy Godfather.
That's a good observation. Yeah.
What is it you like about this show, Jay?
It's a modern Western. It's a Western set in modern times. I like it because it reminds me a lot Dallas, the TV show Dallas. Not in just the show itself. It's a completely different kind of show, but just the whole gist of it. You know, you got this very powerful family with lots of enemies or enemies, and it's the different family members and what they will do and how far they will go. And you've got the youngest son who, I always forget the character's name.
Is Casey or Casey. Jamie the younger son?
Casey's the youngest.
Okay.
So there's Casey, who is the youngest. He would be like the Bobby Ewing of the family. Okay. Like on the TV show Dallas. And then you have...
Interesting.
You have the daughter, who is...
Beth.
Who is the J.R. Ewing of the family.
Okay.
But she's much, much, much worse than J.R. Ewing. She is like J.R. Ewing and Sue Ellen combined. Just...
And I really like it when she brings out the genie to help her with against the people that are.
No, that's, I think you're thinking of I Dream a Genie, Barbara.
Oh, right. Not JR. The other, Larry Hagman.
General Heaney.
No, my bad.
No, but yeah, she's, but the show and not to mention the greatness of Kevin Costner, which I've always liked Kevin Costner, but. Until this show, I've never seen him anything that where I'm like, he is fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
And he is perfect for this show.
Yes, he is.
What do you like about it?
I like the sort of cowboy gangster. Because it's very crime family-ish because it's either a family or a business or maybe the reservation. And they're just vicious to each other, resorting to even violence and other forms of sabotagery. And then it's cool that they're cowboys.
Yeah.
And I love the scenery. I really want to go to Bozeman now and hang out in and around Bozeman. Yeah. And I don't know that I like the characters. My sister loves Beth. You know, because Beth is strong, badass, and all this stuff. And Rip, because Rip is he's so good to Beth, the way he treats her so well. But they're both psychopaths. They are not good people. They are not heroes or anyone to look up to in any way. They are horrible, terrible people.
But if you think about it, there is no one on that show with the exception of Casey, I would say.
Yeah.
His family.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And I would venture to say that even like on the reservation,
Rainwater,
all that. He's not all that bad.
No, he might be one of the least.
Yeah. Have
you seen all of the released episodes yet?
Yeah, okay. We just finished. with, I mean, here's an example of bad people. At the last episode I saw around, no episode, this is round. And if you have not seen the show, then you shouldn't even be listening to this round.
It's kind of on you at this point.
Yeah. Is when, towards the end of the show, when basically John Dutton gave Beth the okay to hire someone to kill her brother.
Yeah, Jamie. What's,
Jamie. Yeah. Man, and Jamie is just a sniveling little... He's not bad. He could be good, but he's too worried about self-preservation to actually be a good guy.
And they do a really good job. I guess it's Taylor Sheridan, the writer, maybe.
Yeah.
A really good job of taking you back and forth where you'll start feeling sorry for Jamie because of this or that going on.
Yeah.
And then you hate him because he, wow, how could anyone do that?
Well, I felt sorry for him. I felt so bad for him. I'm like, give the guy a chance. He's never had a chance. And then you find out the backstory about how when his sister, when Beth needed to have the, I mean, he has the opportunity. He has to take her to the reservation for an abortion, but they tell him that there, if they do it, they have to also sterilize her.
Yeah.
So she'll never be able to have children.
And he does it without asking her.
He does it without asking her. And it's like, no wonder she hates him and will never forgive him. And she has every right to feel that.
Oh, yeah. She should hire someone to kill him.
Yeah, well, maybe not that, but still.
Oh, right. Yeah, and violence. Not kidding.
But I do also, I mean, I also like Rip. I think he's a great character.
He is a great character.
I love all the other characters. Like, I love I'm secretly, not secretly, I'm rooting for that guy that, now he's at the 4-6s now.
Jimmy.
I'm like, his story is one, because he was from there from day one. He was just some shithead.
An idiot. So stupid.
Yeah, so stupid. And now he's a legit cowboy now. And
he's
badass. He's got a woman who appreciates him for who he is. And my understanding is, my understanding is they're going to do one of the many spinoffs that are coming up, or that they've had, and there's more coming. They're supposed to do a spinoff, or there's talk about with him. I heard something about one with Rip and Beth, but I don't know if those actors will agree to it, because
I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah, but I heard about that. But there is supposed to be the next spinoff is supposed to be called 2024.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
is that the one about the Sixes Ranch and Jimmy, or?
I don't know. I have no idea. They haven't really said, but they said what it's called. And I don't know if they're going to do another one, but I haven't seen the two prequel series, but I really want to see them. And I heard they're going to do yet another prequel series.
They're so good. They're really good. They might even be better.
Really? I've been dying to see the one. Of course, I want to see the first one, but I've been dying to watch is the one with Harrison Ford. And it's at Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren, yeah. I don't know that you have to watch them in order, but I would. I'd watch the 1863 and then.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, what? Okay, it's time for toast.
Oh, let's do a damn toast.
So toast time.
All right. Well, I made up a toast not too long ago, and it doesn't have anything to do with this particular round, but it's just a little happy toast that I'd like to do.
Happy toast.
So hold up your glass, if you would, sir. Or bottle in this case.
Eat your bottle.
Drink, drank, drunk. If I had a boat, we'd be sunk. Cheers.
Drink, drink, junk. If I had a boat, we'd be sunk. You made that up?
Made that up.
Nice. Yeah. I'm going to write it down. I might steal it.
Feel free. So
did we say who is your favorite character or characters on the show?
No, no.
All right. Because I know my favorite character is Mo.
Mo. Oh, the old man?
No, Mo is, I guess, the assistant or show. He drives for Rainwater. He's kind of his bodyguard, kind of his chauffeur. Oh, got the long braids.
Oh, yeah. I love that guy. Yeah.
Mo is definitely my favorite character.
He gets shit done. Yeah. I like that guy.
And Casey. I really like Casey. And I think it's cool that Mo and Casey get along. I like.
Yeah.
Especially in the later episodes when Casey is going to them for advice on, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
On his family issues. And then Monica. Monica.
The way you
Casey's
said that
wife,
was a little bit creepy.
She is. I love Monica.
I do too. She's very strong. Gorgeous.
And yes.
Well, you know, I wasn't going to objectify person. Her, but yeah.
You were.
Yeah, I was. But there was, pretty much, I feel like everybody on the res, they're all good. And I think really the Duttons are basically good, but some of them are just a little far gone. Like, I think Beth is salvageable. But it would take a lot.
As a human, you mean?
As a human. Yeah. But honestly, my favorite characters on there, I love them all. But if I had to put a favorite, I really just have a soft spot for Jimmy.
Yeah. Okay.
I really like him. And I love the old man. I forgot his, I don't remember his name.
The ranch hand?
The ranch hand, yeah.
Lloyd?
Yeah, the old cowboy Lloyd. Guy.
Kind of has the, what's the guy's name?
The shepherd. I can't
think of the actor's name that it reminds Sam me Wood. Of. Yeah.
Sam, yeah. Yeah.
Reminds me of Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott, look, yeah.
Yeah.
Him, and then I fucking love Beth. I think she is just, the actress is brilliant. She is just... And I root for her to be a better person, and then she just.
That would be kind of a nice way to end the episode, as she kind of comes around and starts,
yeah,
being a better person.
And
then out.
And I don't think it's even. I think it's without. I don't think it can be left. It doesn't have to be said how great Kevin Costner is as John.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
I mean, I'm putting all these characters after him because he's just so brilliant. And there's just, you know, he's doing all of this for his family.
Yeah.
His heart is in the right place, but his way of handling things is.
Methods are a little questionable.
Methods. Yeah.
And I love the character too. Summer, she's the protester.
Yes.
And yeah. Beth cons her into, and then John starts.
Hyper something, the actress.
I don't know the actor's name.
Yeah. But,
and then I love that how she stands up to Beth and they kind of.
Oh, I love it. And that was
some
one
great
of the
drama.
That was one of the best episodes when they just went balls out against each other, just beating the living shit yeah. out of each other. And they just kind of like, okay, we're good now.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't love each yeah. other, but they have yeah. more respect for each other.
You didn't back down, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess Lloyd and what's his name? Johnny, the musician. I guess it's just Walker. Is that his name? The ranch hand that plays guitar.
Who in real life is.
So dramatic. I don't really like the character because he's so dramatic, but just
yeah.
over-dramatic. But
you know who that guy is, right?
Ryan Bingham or something like that. Yeah.
Ryan Bingham. He's a like singer. He's a
yeah.
Like
he's
Texas.
Good. I usually like the songs and stuff. It's just that he's so dramatic.
Well, yeah, and he is not a good actor, but I still like you know, I found his arc, character arc, interesting. But
yeah, like they were supposed to kill him, and he's supposed to be dropped off. What do they call it? Drop him off at the train station. Is that what it is?
At the strange station, yeah. But it's like, yeah, that show is just, I have to say it's one of my favorite shows. And so the guy who does that show, it's, what is it?
Tyler Sheridan.
Tyler Sheridan. So he also, it's
like the Tulsa mayor King. Of Tulsa King.
He does Tulsa King, which is Sylvester Stallone. You absolutely need to see this show. He plays do you know what the premise is, basically, the basic thing?
No.
He's a New York mafia guy that's been in prison. He doesn't turn on any of his guys. He gets out, and the first job they give him, they're basically trying to kind of keep him out of their hair. They assign him to take territory in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And so it goes from there. And I'm watching Sly in this role. And I'm like, why the hell has he never played a mafia guy before? Because he is absolutely brilliant. Aside from Rocky Balboa, this is the best role I've ever seen him. He's so good. Huh. It's only been the one season. But they're supposed to come back. But
and I know I've liked his other shows, so I'm pretty sure I would like that.
What's the other shows? Oh,
Well, like 1883 and 1923. Mm-hmm. And have you seen? There's another. I want to see Special Ops Lioness. I want to see that one.
Yeah, I wasn't too interested in that, but. Oh, now I kind of want to see it because.
And then Mayor of Kingstown. That's the one with Jeremy Renner.
Oh, is that him?
Yeah.
Is that one of, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's okay. One of his. And then there's a movie he did called Hell or High Water.
Oh, that was a great movie.
Awesome.
Great. Talking about a modern Western. And it also, yes. I mean, was Kris Kristofferson in that?
No, it's Bridges. Is it Jeff Bridges and Chris Pine?
Right. Jeff Bridges was in it. Yeah. Again, yeah. Chris Pine. And that was a great, great movie.
Oh, yeah.
Such
and
a good
music
movie.
Is awesome. That's another thing Tyler Sheridan is good at, is finding. He has a lot of Texas music in it. Like I remember the Townes Van Zandt song and Hell or High Water. I mean, there's a lot of Texas. I think there's a Guy Clark song in it. And yeah, there's a lot of good music in it. And then he also did Sicario.
Okay. All right. So it's funny, speaking of the music, like, you know, every time I watch a Yellowstone episode, I hear a song and I get out the thing to find out what that song is. And I've had a playlist that I like to listen to on Fridays. I call it my bourbon and cigar playlist. And it's just a bunch of music that I like. Usually kind of relaxing and chill type of music, not necessarily slow, but you know, good music.
Yeah.
And I find that I have added probably 20 or 30 songs from
Yellowstone
to that list other things. But yeah, that especially Yellowstone, but, that's such a great choice of music on that show. And with all the Texas music, you know, I was like, one of these days I'm going to hear somebody we know.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you need to watch 1883 so we can have 1883 talk.
I will watch it. That's next on our list. Now, has there only been the one season or have there been
two seasons? Yeah, and I don't know if they're going to do another season of it.
Same with, what about the one with Harrison Ford?
1923. It needs to continue. Okay. Yes.
That's okay. Gosh. was just going to say something about, yeah. So I'm going to, we'll watch the 1883 next so we can discuss how many episodes, 10 episodes?
I don't remember. Not very many.
Okay.
Because yeah, I was watching them with my dad, and then all of a sudden it was over, and we're both going, that's it? No. He needs to finish this show.
Okay.
He needs to resolve this. It's kind of a cliffhanger. So there's got to be.
The 1883?
Yeah.
Or the.
No. The 1923. I don't remember the numbers. I don't remember that.
I think I heard they're doing a second season of that one.
Yeah. But I mean, he's got a lot going on. I don't know how he's balancing all this stuff.
When they were filming that show, 1883, they shut down the stockyards to make it Old West. To like, they filmed down there. I was like, man, I wish I would have gone there. I mean, they have
some of the scenes where they're gathering up people for a wagon train to ride to Oregon, and then it all happens in Hell's Half Acre.
Wow.
Which is,
it's fucking cool. Yeah. So highly recommend that show to anybody listening. If you haven't seen that show, give it a chance. May not be your cup of tea, but it may be. Oh, Dallas.
Be your cup of whiskey.
Talking about music. So there was a kind of a reboot of Dallas a few years back. It only lasted like 3 seasons. And it had, JR and so it had the original cast in it, and then younger actors playing their children. And it was a great show. And it may have gone longer had Larry Hagman not passed away. But they used his death in the plot of the show, and it made it like a really cool season out of it. But anyway, Sue Ellen, the ex-wife who always still loved JR, even though he was bad to her, and he always loved her. So he dies, and she's reading this letter that he wrote her, and she's been sober for many numbers of years, and he's got JR Ewan whiskey sitting there. And so she pours herself a glass, and then she ends up drinking the whole bottle. But while she's drinking it, there's a song playing, and it's not by the original artist who wrote it, but it's a female singing the song, but it's a song called The Bottom by Charlie Robinson.
I love that
and
song.
It
sounds perfect for that thing, that scene. Too.
Yeah, it fit perfectly. Yeah, especially with a female singer. I don't think it really would have worked with his voice because but now had she been a male, it absolutely would work. But the choice of having another artist sing it, but I hope he made some money off that because that was really cool. But I digress.
Couldn't have been better than Charlie's version. His is.
No, there's absolutely no way it was better than Charlie's version. But it was still good. Because it was Charlie's song. Rest in peace.
May you rest in peace.
Yeah.
We didn't have around about Charlie.
We didn't. Well, we talked about his after he died.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. But
yeah.
I could go on and on about Charlie and Bruce, Jack and all those fellas.
Yes, we could.
Well,
and Yellowstone.
And Yellowstone. Which brings us back to Yellowstone. If you, dear listener, enjoy what we're here, please let us know. If you didn't, please let us know gently. But either way, send us your messages via whatever messaging system that you can do. Send us comments. You can email us at beerthursdayshow@gmail.com.
Yeah.
@gmail.com.
And Beer Thursday Show on Instagram.
There you go. And you can also be a patron. And what is a patron? You must ask. You may ask.
You must ask.
I tell you, you must ask.
Really should.
Must ask. Musk asks, a patron is someone who pays to listen to our show. But they're supporting our effort. And we do have a couple of patrons. We want to thank you. And thank you, thank you, thank you for being the patrons. And if you're interested, you can start for as little as $5. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a Starbucks.
That's all it is.
That's all it is. It's a Starbucks. But, you know, even if you are not a patron, you can still listen for free like everybody else. But we do want you to continue to listen, and we hope you like what you hear. But we want to hear from you either way.
And we'd love from you.
If you have some ideas for rounds, we'd love to hear it. If you want to tell us about your favorite television show or your favorite person on Yellowstone, we would love to hear that too. And I think all of us would love to hear me stop talking. So I'm going to do that. But next week, you can count on it like clockwork. We will be back here, Shane and I, for another exciting round of
Beer Thursday theme song.
A little bit about, a little bit about, a little bit about a bit, a little bit about, a little bit about a bit.